From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A federal grand jury in New York has charged a Denver man with conspiring to explode bombs in the U.S., NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
According to court documents, 24-year-old Najibullah Zazi bought large quantities of hydrogen peroxide and acetone from Ceylon supply stores several months ago. Investigators think he was making a homemade bomb. They say they found JPEG images of bomb-making instructions in Zazi's handwriting on his computer. They think he got the recipe when he trained at an al-Qaeda camp in Pakistan last year. The new indictment provides more detail on a fast-moving investigation. Among the revelations, investigators say other individuals traveled with Zazi to Pakistan, and surveillance video caught other people helping Zazi buy chemicals. So far, besides Zazi, the only announced arrests in the case are Zazi's father and an imam from Queens. Both those men were arrested on charges of lying to federal authorities. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
The United Nations Security Council has unanimously signed off on a U.S.-sponsored resolution that would commit all nations to working towards the elimination of nuclear weapons. The resolution would call for heightened efforts aimed at halting the spread of nuclear weapons as a means of reducing the global threat of terrorism. It would also consolidate a number of measures already endorsed by the U.N. Security Council into one document. Without mentioning any country by name, the resolution would also reaffirm previous sanctions put in place against Iran and North Korea. G20 summit meeting in Pittsburgh kicks off tonight with a dinner before the work begins in earnest tomorrow. As NPR's John Itzty reports, tensions appear to be mounting between the U.S. and Germany over the focus of the summit.
As she headed to Pittsburgh this morning, German Chancellor Angela Merkel warned that U.S. goals for the summit might distract the leaders from the important task of market reforms. "We have to make sure we learn the lessons of the crisis and make sure it's not repeated," she said. The big U.S. focus at this summit is a rebalancing of the global economy. President Obama wants the world to depend less on high-consuming Americans to be the engine of world growth. His administration believes the U.S. needs to save more, and countries like China and Germany need to consume more and export less to build a more sustainable global system less prone to financial instability. China and Germany worry the U.S. effort might result in limits on their ability to export. John Itzty, NPR News, Pittsburgh.
Police and demonstrators did clash in Pittsburgh today, ahead of the official opening of the G20. Police lobbed gas canisters at a group of several hundred opposition demonstrators attempting to march on the summit site. Police say there were also a number of arrests. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 41 points, ending the session at 9,707. The NASDAQ lost 23 points. The S&P 500 dropped 10 points today. This is NPR. As the economy improves, layoffs appear to be easing. That's according to a Labor Department report. First-time claims for unemployment insurance fell last week to the lowest level since mid-July. More from NPR's Frank Langfitt.
The labor market continues to decline, but today there's more evidence that decline is slowing. 530,000 people filed for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. That was 21,000 fewer than the week before and the third consecutive drop this month. Economists think that most employers are finished with big layoffs, but they're cautious about starting to rehire until consumer demand picks up. Nearly 15 million Americans are out of work, and the unemployment rate is 9.7%. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
While health care has been taking up a lot of time and effort in Washington lately, a former U.S. president says he hopes to see legislation dealing with greenhouse gas emissions. However, in an interview to be aired tomorrow on NPR, former President Bill Clinton, speaking from the Clinton Global Initiative in New York, also said that will not be easy.
They're just going to have to do a lot of, you know, horse trading and swapping and working through to get a bill. But I would really like to see a decent climate change bill, committing ourselves to real reductions that are clear and specific in the hopper before Copenhagen and if at all possible passed.
Mr. Clinton referring to an international climate accord in Copenhagen in December. It's expected that Senate Democrats will unveil their proposed measure to cut greenhouse gas emissions next week. Differences between that and a previously passed House bill would still have to be ironed out. Crude oil futures fell more than $3 a barrel today, settling at $65.89 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.